Many years ago, Rav Ruderman Zatzal of Shiva Baltimore related an incident when he first came to Slabodka, to learn in Slabodka. He had lost his mother already at a young age before that. And he arrives in Slabodka, he was about just over Bar Mitzvah. And he said that this man, after Sukkot, made a cheshbon that he was almost ready to make a Siyum HaShas at that young age. And he sort of made a vow, a neder bli neder, that he'll manage to complete Shas in 6 months, which is around Pesach time. Turns out that about 2 months into the Zman, the altar receives a telegram that Rav Ruderman lost his father. So now he has a yosim both from his mother and his father. And the altar made a decision, he's not going to let him know about it. The Zman continues, and he learns, continues to learn with Asmode. And sure enough, around Pesach time, as it was, he made that Siyum HaShas. It was then that the altar came and revealed to him and let him know that he lost his father. Everyone was surprised, was astonished, and said, "How could you not tell me? I lost so many months, I didn't have the opportunity to say Kaddish." And the altar said, "What I was worried about is that if you realize that you've become a novel, Memela, this would have stopped and stifled the opportunity, the tzar of the Avelis, to make that Siyum HaShas. I want you to know, your Siyum HaShas is more Kaddish than the Kaddish itself." You're looking for a schus for your father. What's Kaddish? Kaddish is a schus for Aliyas Neshama. More than saying the Kaddish, the schus that you were able to be Messiah in Shas, that is an even bigger Kaddish. That is the biggest schus than actually saying the Kaddish. It's an interesting thing, why am I mentioning that? Because in the time in Volozhin there was a great goyin, his name was Rabbi Yossel Slutsker, tremendous Ilui. Rabbi Yossel Slutsker. And Rabbi Yossel Slutsker, already as a young boy, before his bar mitzvah, was a tremendous, tremendous masmid. He had a chavrusa, Rabbi Yankiv. This Rabbi Yankiv, Lamaisa, later on became a rov in a city called Boisk. And was the machaber of a sefer called Zichron Yaakov. And these two were chavruses, and they learned yoim v'laylo. They didn't allow any tirde to stop them and to be able to share their hasmode, and so they learned many, many years together. They became older, so each one went to their yeshivas, and they went, basically they decided they're going to go to Volozhin, to B'chaim Volozhin. It was right in the beginning of the hisyazdus, of the foundation, the founding of Shiva's Volozhin. So there's a person by the name Hagoyin Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Levin, who writes in a sefer Aliyos Eliyahu concerning Rabbi Chaim Volozhin as yeshiva at the time. He says, just to give you an idea what kind of talmidim they attracted. So he writes there in the sefer Aliyos Eliyahu, he says, Nikbitzu bo elof. They were gathered together and they came lekachas lekach mipiv gedoyle mifluge ador. Those who turned out to be Gedoyla Hador were Talmidim of Volozhin. Lahoyres be Yisrael, the Gamlekachas Musa Bedaki Avoide. Volozhin stood out as an outstanding Mokim Torah, not only for learning Torah, but in Musa in every area. In Avodas Hashem, Yerushimayim. The Heimo Godlu Vitzlichu Vyotzu Mehem Lahoyroi be Yisrael Geoine Gedoyla Hador. And he writes, why am I mentioning this? Because among the noted personalities that he writes beferish, first he writes generalities, but all the various Gedoyla Hador, when Gedoyla Talmidov Bidareinu, he says, one of the Gedoyla Talmidov, Hagoyin Hamfursa Moamiti, was Rabbi Yosef Rav Bezen Slutsk, Rabbi Yosef Slutsker. In Volozhin he was known as the Amoid HaYeshiva. He was the pillar of the yeshiva. Due to his tremendous hasmode, his tremendous commitment to learning, it goes so far, and we'll understand why he made the Hagdoma with Rav Ruderman, because now maybe it will not be all that too surprising that I mentioned now. It turns out that Rabbi Chaim Volozhin receives a letter from the mother of Rabbi Yosef Slutsker. She writes in the letter that he lost his father. And Mamela, she needs him to come home to help out in the house. She needs to go home, leave the yeshiva. Chaim made a decision, he hides the letter, does not show it to Rabbi Yosef Slutsker. Did not let him know. Hide the letter. After a while, another letter. A second letter comes from the mother, and now comes a besura raw on top of the first besura, an additional besura raw, that in fact the house burned down. The house burned down, and Poshet, she needs them. She needs them to come. Reb Chaim made a decision, and he hides that second letter as well. After a while, a third letter comes. A third letter comes from the mother, and here she lets him know that the entire city, those days cities especially had these thatched roofs, you know, where there's this rape in one house, it was contracted one house to the other, and so on and so forth. She tells him that the city burned down, and Mamish, not only her original house burned down, but even where she intended to take up lodging, she pushed herself, the children, there's nothing. She pushed, needs him to come home and to help out. Reb Chaim took all of these three letters, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and after that he gives them to Reb Yosef. Now he gives them all three. After he sort of like calmed down from all these besuras rois, he lost his father, the house burned down, the town burned down. So he goes over and he asks Reb Chaim. He asks Reb Chaim, he says, why, he says, if you hid all of these letters, because you, of course you were concerned that's going to stop my learning, it's going to stifle my growth. I mean, that was the reason that you hid these letters. So he says, why are you showing you now? So why are you showing me now? I'm still in the middle of my growth. You made a decision that you didn't want to show me the letters. Why are you showing them now? And Rabbi Chaim says, because I want to teach you another yesod in Torah. It's an amazing word that he said. I want to teach you a yesod in Torah, how choshev your Torah is in Shomayim, that it was kedai for the sultan to burn down your town to stop you from learning. And it didn't work. I didn't show you the letters. That's an amazing thing. This was Rabbi Yosef Slutsker. Reb Chaim says his Torah was so choshev in Shomayim that it was kedai for the sultan to try anything to prevent a Godel Bisrael from growing into a Godel Bisrael. If it means burning down a town, the sultan will do that. To show how choshev one's Torah is. So just as an aside, it's an interesting thing, that Rav Elbel Brisker used to say this maisa, without a name, concerning a bocher in Volozhin, who was known to be the Amoid HaYeshiva, because of his tremendous asamoda. He would tell all this story. And when Rabbi Aryeh Levine heard the maisa, when he told it over to him, so Rabbi Aryeh Levine was known as the Tzadik of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Aryeh Levine, he said, you know who that was? It was the Yosef Slutsker. This is Rabbi Yosef Slutsker. So another idea to see what kind of Talmidim grew up in Yeshiva of Reb Chaim Volozhin. So Rabbi Yitzhak, I think we should maybe start Perik Ches. Let's take a look. Perik Ches. The Nefesh HaChaim. And Reb Chaim talks about in Perik Ches, Hine Razal Omru B'inyan HaKruvim. Reb Chaim is talking to us about the inyan of the Kruvim, and the Gemara asks the basic question. The Gemara asks the question, Keitzad Heinoimdim. The question is, how did the Kruvim in the Kotcha Kedoshim, how did they stand? Let's remember that the Kruvim basically had large wings and they had faces of children, Keravio. They had large wings and they had faces of children, and they were not made separately, but the Kruvim were attached to the cover, and instead the cover, including the Kruvim, were hammered out of one large piece of gold. So says Rashi and Chumash. It was like Mikshachas. It was Mikshachas with the cover of the Orin. And the Gemara wanted to know concerning the which way the Kruvim faced. How did they face? So the Gemara brings down two opinions. Keitzad Heinoimdim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara tells us that we have differences of opinion. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, they disagree. Chadomer once said, Penei Mishalochiv. One said that they were actually facing toward each other. By the way, here we are talking about the Kruvim in the Beis Hamikdash of Shlomo HaMelech. This Reb Chaim Volozhin learns that the Kruvim by Moshe was clearly they were facing each other. But the Shaila in the Gemara here concerning how did the Kruvim stand, that this is referring to the Kruvim that were in the Beis Hamikdash. And here we have two opinions. One man Loma says, Pnei Mishalochid. The Chad Omer, and the other man Loma says, Pnei Mlebois. And the other one said, no. That in fact, that they were facing the Beis Hamikdash. That they the Beis Hamikdash. Now the truth is there are two psukim that support both views. But it probably will be a contradiction of psukim. One posuk says, Pnei Mishalochid. The other posuk says, Pnei Mlebois. That they were facing the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara asks against each man the Omer. And the Gemara asks, first of all, according to the opinion that says, Pnei Mishalochit, according to the Mandoma that says that the Kruvim faced each other. So the question is, you may ask, Koksiv, it says, Upteim Lebois. But after all, doesn't the Pasuk say that the Kruvim, the Beis Hamikdash, that they were facing the Beis Hamikdash? And the Gemara answers that, Loi Kashe, Kan Bizman She Yisrael Oisim Ritzoyne Shal Mokoyim, Kan Bizman She Ein Yisrael Oisim Ritzoyne Shal Mokoyim. The Gemara tells us that when the Kruvim were facing each other, this was an indication that the Yidden were Mekayim the Rotzon Hashem, that they obeyed, that they followed B'derech HaTorah V'HaMitzvah. And Mamela, when Yidden were obeying the Rotzon Hashem, then the Kruvim, the depiction of the Kruvim was that they were actually facing each other. Why? Because the Kruvim basically represented one of the Kruvim, we'll see later, Reb Chaim tells us, one of the Kruvim represented Klal Yisrael, the other one represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when Klal Yisrael obeyed and they were Mekayim, the Rotzon Hashem, so Mamela we have them face to face. That was the idea, the notion of Pnei Mishalochit. However, when the Yidden were not doing the Rotzon Hashem, then in fact it was Pnei Mlebois. So then they faced the other way, we find that it was standing in a different way. The Gemara asks the Kasha now on the other opinion. Well, the Mandomar that says that initially it was Pnei Mlebois. The Mandomar that said that initially that the Kruvim were facing Pnei Mlebois, they were facing the Beis Hamikdash. Hoksiv, what does he do with the other pasuk of Pnei Mishalochit? That said they were facing each other. And the Gemara answers that the Mitzadeh Deyatz Dudeh. It means that they were standing at an angle. Mitzadeh Deyatz Dudeh means, in other words, one pasuk said they were facing the Beis Hamikdash. The other pasuk says, Ishalochiv. So how do we reconcile both psukim? So you have to have them standing at an angle. So you have to have them standing at an angle, which is partially they were turned toward the Beis Hamikdash, and partially facing each other. And according to this last opinion, by the way, he brings down Rashi. Rashi says, why is it doesn't the Gemara answer the same terrors over here also? That the difference between Pnei Mlebois and whether Ishalochiv depends on whether Oisim Ritzoyne Shel Mokem or not. So I says, here you can't say it. Because this second Mandomer says that initially it was made Pnei Mlebois. So you cannot say that this is Ein Oisim Ritzoyne Shel Mokem, because initially when they made it, would have made it facing each other. So therefore we have to say that this Mandomer that says Pnei Mlebois, who said that this is really the main way. So when we have the other way, Pnei Mishalochim, so not to reconcile both. So Rashi tells us, he quotes the Rashi, take a look, Vayin Rashi Zal, V'holeka L'Trutza K'deel Le'el. Here we cannot answer, Kan B'zman Yishisrol Yisim, V'tzoyin Yishalmokim, Dikim D'Ikr Asiyas Kruvim Pnei Mlebois. This man number says, that in the main it was made facing the Beis Hamikdash, V'hoylam L'Asoyse L'Simen Shein Yisrol Yisim V'tzoyin Yishalmokim. Wouldn't make sense that they made it that way as a simen, that they did not do the Rotzon Hashem. The Chen calls with Toys the Shom, the Mistome Hemidum Tchilo Lefi Masho Yoisim Ritzoyin Shel Mokem. No, so Lamaisa, what the Gemara tells us is, so it was in fact, it was sort of like in an angle. It was facing the Bayis and was facing Yishalochim. The question is, what was the point of doing it at an angle? Why didn't they make it face directly? Why didn't they make it face directly? It should face Yishalochim. What was the point, according to the second opinion? Rab Chaim asked, V'lechoy Rakate Tikshi. Rab Chaim says, L'choy, we have to understand, Loma Hemidu Tchile Keruve Shloima. Why did the builders of Shloimeh Beis Hamikdash install the Kruvim? Why did they install the Kruvim, Pnei Mitzudodim, to have the Kruvim, which are on an angle, V'loi Ishalochim Mamish? What would have been the Avla, like the other Mandomer? Pnei Mishalochim Mamish. What is the idea of having the Kruvim installed at an angle? So here comes Reb Chaim, and he brings down a very well-known Gemara, in Machloikis and Masechtas Brachos, in terms of how to reconcile Parnosa with Limud HaTorah. And we're going to see differences of opinion. And we're also going to find the greatest Madrega at all, which is the Madrega of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, who is Madrege, Reb Shimon Yochai, tries, the foster Reb Shimon Yochai tries to motivate people, but clearly the Gemara says we are not in that Madrege, Reb Shimon Yochai's Madrege. And in fact, this is based upon, as the Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara based on a Brice, it says in the Torah, Vosavta Dogenecho. It says in the Torah, Vosavta Dogenecho, is in the parish of Kriyashma, Bohoyim Shemoya Tishmu. Vosavta Dogenecho, the Torah talks about that you will gather in your grain. Now, obviously, Vosavta Dogenecho means that you're going to do some physical work. Vosavta Dogenecho. So the Gemara goes on to say as follows. The Fishinemars, after all, there's a posik in Yeshua. Being that there's a posik in Yeshua which says, Lo Yomush Sefra Torah Zemipicho. Don't allow the book of the Torah, never allow it to cease from your lips. So the question is, if it says, Lo Yomush Sefra Torah Zemipicho, Yochel Dvarim Kiksova, so I would think that we take this literally. Lo Yomush, a person is not allowed to do anything else but only to sit and learn. Therefore, the posuk comes in Devarim and says, "Vosavta dogenecho." What does "vosavta dogenecho" mean? It says, "Hanheg bohem minig derecheres diver Rabbi Shmuel." So Shmuel comes along, and the Torah tells us, "Vosavta dogenecho," that you'll gather your grain, which means to say that a person should combine learning with earning a living. Hanheg bohem minig derecheres. What does it mean, Hanik Bahem? With the Torah. Hanik Bahem, deal with the Torah, Minik Dercheres. Combine the learning of Torah with earning of Parnosa. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. And we'll soon see the brisker of, as a matter of fact, as he points out that this is the way we pass in Mikradin Lahaloche. Mikradin. If Shimon ben Yochai, the great Baal Madrege, comes along and he says, what do you mean? What do you mean, combine Torah study with earning a living? He says, "Efshir, is it possible?" He says, "Efshir, is it possible that Adam Chayrish Bishas Charisha, that a person is going to be plowing in the plowing season?" And he says further, "Zoreya Bishas Ria, is going to be sowing in the sowing season. He'll be planting." He says, "If a person will be involved in doing all of that, Torah Mata Heilo." He says, "Then what's going to happen to the Torah? In other words, where will he find time even to learn Torah?" That is the concern of Reb Shimon Meichoi. And therefore, Reb Shimon Meichoi says no. Reb Shimon Meichoi says we have to really comply with the pasuk in Yeshua according to Reb Shimon Meichoi. Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Zemipicho. What does Reb Shimon Meichoi do with the pasuk that we say in Krishna every day? We say Vasata Degenecho. He also has to deal with it. So he says, Ela Bizman Shi Yisrael Oisim Ritzoyne Shel Mokoyim Melachta Nasas Alidei Achirim. If you didn't do the Ratzon Hashem, you will not have to be busy collecting your grain. Others will do it for you. Your panosa will be taken care of. Then you yourself have to do it. So take a look, Rabbi Yisai. According to Shimon ben Yochai, if Shimon Yochai is of the opinion that Bizman Sheisrael Oisim Ratzon Hashem Makoyim, there would not be a physical need to do any work. It will be malach to nasas al de'acherim. Your panosa will be brought into you. You yourself will not have to toil and sweat. According to him, the whole gzeir of b'zeis apecha toich alechem somehow is only in a zman when yidin are not doing ritzoyne shalmokim. But when yidin are doing ritzoyne shalmokim, there's malach to nasas al de'acherim. You don't have to do the b'zeis apecha. Somebody else will do the b'zeis apecha. Malach to will be done al de'acherim. And by the way, he brings the posuk. Vim du zorim ru'uis soinchem. Brings the posuk. That others will take care of your sheep, and so on and so forth. So Chaim asked the Kasha, and the truth is the Kasha is asked by the Marshal. Vasata Dogenecho, according to Shimon ben Yochai, is talking about a Zman when Yid are not doing Rishon Shalmokim. In what context is that posik? We say it every day. Vahoyo im Shomoya Tishimu, if you will be listening. El Mitzvah Hashem Alekeichem, in other words, you do follow the Ratzon Hashem. The Torah says in Nasati Yesa Besotcho, all the things the Torah said that I will be doing. Nasati Metarat Chembitoi, Yeramalkoish, Vosavta Degenecho. So the Vosavta Degenecho in the context of the Psukim are talking Davki Fakir. Davki is talking in a situation where you are doing the Rotzon Hashem. How does Reb Shimon Yochai try to explain Vosavta Degenecho? Is it referring to Zman She'ein Yisrael Oisim Ritzoyin Shomokim? So just a Gabruche, which is a very interesting chap in the Marshal. Mashiach says, and he brings the Tosis, that, yeah, Behoim Shemaya Tishmu, you are following the mitzvahs, but not really fully. What do you mean not fully? We say, I know, Kenaris, you know, before the Bar Mitzvah, when he starts saying Krishma, Did anybody notice that there's something missing in the second parsha, which is mentioned in the first parsha? In the first parsha it says, three things. Moedecha means your money, with all your money. What does it say? It's missing. Mashiach says, therefore, a suggestion. Boim Shema is talking that a person is almost there. He's giving up his lave, he's giving up his nefesh. But money, you know, as the Gemara says, yesh, there are people, Shememoino, is chavavol of yesh, semigufay. There's some people who give up his life but not his money. He'll give up his life but not his money. Yeshodim Shememoino, we see people take all kinds of life threatening risks, right, in order to win prize money. Yeah, all these kind of people do all kinds of things. What does it show you? Show they're willing to risk their life for money. The moment is more chashuv than the life. So apparently it says, Voim Shema Yatishmu, that you will follow and be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Hashem, but you're not willing to give up your money. So there's a weakness in your Avodas Hashem. There's a weakness in the area of money. Oh, if there's a weakness in the area of money, so vasata d'ganecho, you have to do the work yourself. The panos achilik. If, in other words, if you would have been a total and a complete Avod Hashem, even the area of Moedecho, if you would be an Avod Hashem, even in the area of your Momoin, that your panos would be taken care of. Your momenis would be taken care of. But being that you are b'chol avavchem, yes. B'chol nafshechem, yes. But you are lacking in the area of b'chol moedchem. If you're lacking in the area of the momenis, you're not yet ready. In that area, you have a weakness. You have a shvachkeit in the area of momenis, so you have to work for your panosah. Vasavta de genecho. That's the way the Mashiach answers that kasha. But look what Rav Chaim says. And by the way, Rav Chaim, this whole thing is bringing down in order to explain the Kruvim. Let's remember. Why the Kruvim, according to the second Mandomar, they were Mitzadeh de Atzduzi, which means that they were put at an angle. The Maaseh, this answer to this extends into the next parak. So first he develops the first idea, and so we'll, of course, we won't manage to get all the way. Mention next week, next year. But upon him, first, it's very important in Yonim Yisaitis that Rav Chaim sets aside and lays down various important foundations here. So Rav Chaim goes on to say as follows. L'choyre Tumur. He says, we have to understand. There's a Gevaldik Akashi, he says. He says, it's a very surprising, he says, the Moike Likrov, the Reb Shimon ben Yechoi, when applies the Posik Vasapta the Ganecha, Kishain Oisim Ritzayne Shamoke. But Le'el Mino Kisiv, it's very clear. It's very clear that just above that, that the Posik says, it says, V'hoyim Shemoy Tishimol Mitzvoisai, that if, in fact, you are careful to heed the words of Hashem, and it says, "Ahavas Hashem alakeh, love the bechol avavchem, bechol nafshchem." The Aloh Komar says, "Davke regarding this madrigal, it says, Davke v'safta d'ganecho." So, how do we explain the idea that Reb Shimon ben Yochai says v'safta d'ganecho is referring to an area of einois and resoyin shalmakin? So, B'chaim goes on and he says the following: Avlohinyan. The way we have to understand that is as follows: Kivadai. Now, look what Reb Chaim says. This lets you know a little bit of the Ashkofa of Elojin. Ki vadai she'ein das Rabbi Shmuel she'ya rishus nesuna l'odom lifroish chaz v'sholam av zman mu'et mesek ha-toyre v'latik b'panosa v'yebotu oitzoyes mesek ha-toyre l'gam r'chadshom. Rabbi Chaim says, of course, Rabbi Shmuel says, Torah study with panosa. Rabbi Chaim says, Torah study with panosa does not mean that they become two separate entities. In other words, I have my hours for learning, and my hours of panosa, I am separated from learning. What Reb Chaim teaches us, in his opinion, Rabbi Shmuel says that a person should combine Torah study with panosa. You know what it means? It means that even when you are doing panosa, let your mind be connected to Torah as much as possible. Even when you're doing your panosa. Reb Shmuel never meant to say that there are times when you are free totally from any ischaivis to limud haTorah. But rather, look again. Ki vaday shein das Reb Shmuel sheyehei horishus nesuna liyodom lifroish chaz v'sholom. There's never a time that you can separate yourself fully. Avzman mu'et, even for a short time, fully separate yourself. Me'etzik haTorah. V'latik b'panosa, meaning in a way, he means to be yoisik with panosa in a way that the year bottle oiso yoes. Me'etzik haTorah legamre chaz v'sholom. There's no such thing. Omnom romzoi Rabbi Yishmoel b'lshoyne haKodesh. And Rabbi Shmuel with his holy Lashon was talking Maramis. Because look, what was the Lashon of Rabbi Shmuel? When Rabbi Shmuel is telling us to combine learning with earning a living, what was the words he used? Haneg bohen minig dercheres. Bohen means the Torah. Binoig in the Torah minig dercheres. Ratzaloimer imohem im hadivre Torah. It means that together with the Divrei Torah, you are involved with your panosa. Together with your Divrei Torah, you are involved with panosa. Hainu, shegamba oisoyo eiz visho muetes. That even the time, in the little time, shato oisim beparnosa, kedei hatzoyrech, as much as you need, vahahechrech, as necessary, l'chiyus nefesh, alkoponon berayoyne machshavtecho. But in your mind, in your machshava, tehei mehare rag b'divrei Torah. Don't let your mind, in other words, it's not a time that your mind can run freely. But Rabbi Shmuel says, yes, b'yoyzik and panose. But what should your mind be occupied? You can't have it to extend what's going to share what you're doing. What it means to say is, at any moment that you have the ability, and you have the possibility, to still be connected to Torah, even while you're doing your panose, your mind should still be connected to Heimahar Rag B'divrei Torah. And I want to tell you just before we go further, that in fact, the Hafloah, the Rebbe Chassam Sofer, was an interesting thing enough, he was one of the Gedolei HaChassidus, the Hafloah was the Rebbe Chassam Sofer, who was the Talmud of the Maggid, of Mezrich, and the Maggid of course was the successor of the Baal Shem Tov. And of course, they were Gedolei HaChassidus to the point, him and his brother, the Rebbe Shmelke of Nikolsburg, were two brothers. Both last name was Horowitz, which is, look in the Hagadomah to the Tanya, actually in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, where the Shulchan Aruch, where there the sons of the Tanya write that the Tanya, before he allowed the Sefer to be printed and so on and so forth, he gave it under observation, the Shnei Ha'achim Hagadoshim, to the two holy brothers, to the Hafloah and to the Rebbe Shmelke, to look it over to see if it's worthwhile. Whether the Sefer is a worthwhile Sefer. The Tanya was a goyin in his own right, but before anything, he needed the Haskama. He wanted to have the approbation and the Haskama of these two great people. The Hafloah wrote also the Sefer Hamakne. The Hafloah is on many Masechtas in Shas. The Hafloah is on Ksubis, Daf al Daf, Zimbabwe Kama, and many, many other Masechtas. Then you have the Sefer Hamakne, which is on Masechtas Kedushin. So the Hafloah says as follows. It's a Gevaldig Pshat. He says in Masechtas Kedushin, the Hafloah on the base, we say in the first capital in Tilim, it says, Ki Metoyres Hashem Chefstoy, a person's right desire is Metoyres Hashem only. And it says, "Ubetoyrosa yehege yom v'laylo." What is the meaning of those words? "Ubetoyrosa and Hashem's Torah, you're going to study yom v'laylo." Says the Hafloah in the Makni, says it. "Ubetoyrosa yehege yom v'laylo" does not mean dafke person's toyrosa umanose. It's not for someone sitting in koil. That all he does is learning. That can't be. You know why it can't be? Because it says the middle says v'chol hashayase yatsliach. We're talking about someone who does whatever he does, and he should be matsliach. So it means we're talking about the average person. And the average person, no matter what he does, still ubetoyrosa yehege yom v'laylo. In other words, what does he mean? Exactly what the Chaim Volozhin is telling us. That no matter what he does, he should always be connected with Torah at the same time. As much as possible. So some people can do it to a greater extent. Some people do it a little bit less. But it's not a p'tur. Ubetoyrosa yehege yom v'laylo means that he should have a hishtoikikis at least. At least he should have hishtoikikis, of a desire and a yearning to Torah. He should not be separated from his commitment to Torah, even when he's doing his parnosa. So even when he's doing his parnosa, ubetoyrosa yehege yom v'laylo. Unlike the common understanding, ubetoyrosa yehege yom v'laylo is referring dafke to someone who sits and learns toyrosa and say, no! V'chol hashayase yatzliach. We're talking about people who do all kinds of things and hope to find that tzloche. But ubetoyrosa yehege yom v'laylo is dafke referring to that. And he adds further. The Gemara Masechet Yevamos tells us, some obeys. The Gemara says, Isha is a marshal for Torah. The Gemara talks about a person should learn first, or get married first, or the opposite. The Gemara in Kiddushin as well. Should a person Yisra Isha v'acha yuma Torah, or should be first learn Torah, and then he should get married, and so on and so forth. So Isha, the Gemara says, goes on limit of Torah. Says the Hafloah, the Pshat like this. Re'ei Chaim. Chaim is when you're making a living. Re'ei Chaim. Observe that Chaim that when you make a living, imho isha asher ahavta, it should be connected with Torah. The Gemara says isha means Torah. Esh yischal meyimtza is also a moshul for Torah. Esh yischal means according to the Medrash, according to Chazal. Esh yischal meyimtza. It's a moshul, it's a kinui for Torah. So Mamela Re'ei Chaim and Wisha Asher after Re'ei Chaim is situated that Vishas Chaim when you're Isaac. In Panosa, it should be Imu Isha. It should be connected with Torah. So Mamish, so we see over here, this is what Reb Chaim is telling us. Reb Chaim is saying, this is the Pshat Rabbi Shmuel. Reb Shmuel says that a person, of course, take time to do his Parnosa. Hanik Bohem Minig Dacheres, but the Pshat is Hanik Bohem Minig Dacheres, together with the Torah. Hanik Bohem, together with the Torah, it should be Minig Dacheres. The Minig Dacheres is his Askos and Parnosa should be connected with Torah. So while he's busy making a living, he says, nevertheless, he should be focused on thoughts of Torah. And he goes on further. The Chayin says, Reb Chaim, says the Nefesh HaChayim, the Chayin Rava Omer LeTalmido. Take a look at the Gemara back there in Brochus Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara tells us that Rava said his Talmidim, B'yayim Nisan V'Tishrei, that during the season of Nisan V'Tishrei, these are sort of like Ben Asmanim, Nisan and Tishrei. So Rava says, Lo Tischazu Kamoi, he says, make sure that you don't, in other words, these months, take care of your business. Take care of your panosa issues. I don't want you to come around here during Yom Nisan and Tishrei. Shloi lovoi lebeis medroshoi. Not to come to the beis medrash. So what did Rava mean? Rava mean to say that these 2 months you're parted from Mirat Torah. I don't want you to come to the beis medrash. So what does it mean? So do whatever you're doing. No learning. Says not tapshat. Aval vada I should tell me that Rava. Realize what we're talking about. What talmidim of Rava? Talking about Amoroi Magdoshim. So it's certainly, he says, it's vadai. It's certainly that talmidei Rava lo yhoyu b'teilim chas v'sholem legamre meisek haTorah. It's not shaykh to say that talmidei Rava, that there was a tkufa, whether it was chodesh Nisan or chodesh Tishrei, that they were bottle legamre, gam b'beisam b'lo yom, and while they were at home ben hazmanim, their houses. That's not shaykh. So what does it have to mean? What it meant to say, of course, is that even what you're doing, the private inyonim, a person is busy earning a living and doing the things that he needs for his parnosa, but of course, at the same time, his mind should still be focused on Torah. So, concerning the two views between Rabbi Shmuel and Shimon ben Yochai, Shimon ben Yochai sort of like lived in a different world. If Shimon ben Yochai says, no, it cannot be. Shimon ben Yochai says, Efshor dem chayrish b'shaz charisha Torah mat tehe oleo. Elamai, he says, no. Bizman she saw Isa Mitsoina Shulmoko, he says, you're not going to have to worry about Panos, he says. Do the right thing, and you should be Mikhaim, Layomish, Sefra Torah Hazem Epicha. So imagine when these two views were thrown onto the floor. So you have a lot of idealistic people. They say, I like to be like Reb Shimon Yochai. I want to be in that Madrega. So the Gemara said, most failed. Most cannot live up to that Madrega. And the Gemara says as follows. V'om Risham. And the Gemara says there, Harbe Osuk Rabbi Shmuel, the also be Adam. There are many who attempted to do what Reb Shmuel's opinion was, and they were successful. Combine learning, earning a living, yes, and as Reb Chaim says, even while you're earning a living, yes, your mind should still be connected with Torah, but fine, that was the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. You combine learning with earning a living. But Harbe Osuk Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, v'lo also be Adam. But many attempted to follow the derech of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, which means only dedicate and devote yourself only for learning, and it didn't work for them. Says Reb Chaim, look at the Nefesh HaChaim says. Now he's a medayik in this lotion. He says what it means like this. Harbe means many were not matzliach. It means to say, Hayne rabim davke, ki vadai shalik klala hamoim. Avada, when we talk about the public in general, kimat bilti efshiri, it's kimat impossible, she asmidu kol yameim rak besek atoirut. For most people, they're not on that level. Most people, you cannot expect that they should be constantly, continuously only learning. They need to make a living. As a matter of fact, for the public in general, the Mishnah fact in Ovi says, and we all know that Malacha, that Mishnah, called Torah She'enim HaMalacha, what does it say? Soifa B'teilo. So Batchim once said, today he says, when people sit in Koil and the wife works, so the Mishnah means the other way. Called Torah she'ein imo v'shenakev v'malacha soifa b'teilo. Then the Torah. You have to have imo. You have to have her working. Called Torah she'ein. He doesn't have to work. It doesn't mean that going on him. Called Torah she'ein imo. She has to work, and he should be sitting alone. All right. So I'll go upon him. Balzeh amru ba'avis called Torah she'ein imo v'malacha soifa b'teilo.
Aval yochid le'atzmoy. However, the individual, not the klal, the individual, yochid le'atzmoy she'epshiloy. He says lachyois or liyois. Av also kol yomu b'toyrosav avedosis barshemoy. Vadish choyva muteles olav. Shloim liprosh av zman muet mitoyra va'avoyde leisik panosa chaz b'shol mukelus aloshim. Ukedasib shemeichoy. So what Reb Chaim is telling us is the Psak Halacha is for the Rabbim in general. But there are Yechidim. And Yechidim who feel it within themselves, that in fact that they have what it takes. That they have that Koyach, then in fact, then the Derech would be Reb Shimon Yechoy's Derech. But that is not a Psak Halacha for the masses. It's not for the Rabbim. For the Rabbim, harbe, because as a Rabbim, to try to attempt this, it's going to fail. So, but doesn't mean that a Yochid will fail. That's why the Gemara's Loshon Reb Chaim is Medayik. Harbe also. As far as the Rabbim doing it, they failed. However, Yechidim, you have Yechidis Gula, in fact, if they have the ability, and they are on the Madrega. And as the Sifrei Musar Bechlal pointed out in other Sforim, it has a lot to do with the Madrega of the Tochen that a person has. Because everybody has a Chiv to do Hishtadlis. But the extent of one's Chiv Hishtadlis, as the Beis Halevi himself says it already there in Parshas Miketz regarding Yosef HaTzadik. The Yosef HaTzadik was on the highest level of Betochen for him, Hishtadlis was an Avla. But that does not mean it was an avla for anybody else. But can't everybody else has a chiv to do shtavlos? Because the kasha Beis Halevi asks is that why was Yosef punished for the extra 2 years by Himekech and Asayim Yomim for the extra 2 years because he told the Saramashkin Kim Zechatani, this Katani, what's the avla that he asked him to do him a favor? That you put in a good word for him for Pari. It's a shtavlos. The Beis Halevi says, "Avadi, you have to do shtavlos." But the ishtadlis, the extent of ishtadlis is totally in what type of a plane, what type of a level a person is. Yosef HaTzadik, who clearly was on such a high madriga betochen, because the Medrash in fact tells us, and that's what he bases, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem V'Hoy Hashem Miftacho, and the Medrash says that's Yosef. Ze Yosef, the Medrash says. And yet we see that Yosef was, that's good for the vote, because being that he was such a great Baal betochen, so any minimal ishtadlis on the part of the Yosef was considered to be a pagam. But this is not for everybody else. It's like Harbe also, will he also be Odom? This is not the Mahalach. So those people, that Yochid, who finds himself on that tremendous Darga, that great Darga, so for him, he says, the way of Reb Shimon Yechoy might be a Mahalach, he says. For him it is. And therefore he goes on further to say, so now Reb Chaim, going back to Vasafta Doganecho. Let's go back to Vasafta Doganecho. Let's remember again, according to Reb Shimon Ben Yechoy, what did he say? He said that Vasafta Doganecho, that's referring to Bizman She'ein Yisroel Oysim Nesoyne Shalmokoy. According to Shimon Yochai, what was the kasha? How can you say Vesata the Ganech is talking about this man She'ein Yisrael Oysim Netzoni Shalmokoyim if it's written in the context of Oyim Shemoyah? So let's take a look further. Vinei Potuk Vesata the Ganech Hu Mutzo, right? Michlal Parishes Vohoyo. The Potuk Vesata we find deviated. The Potuk Vesata deviated. You know why? Because Vohoyim Shemoyah Kula Nemra Beloshin Rabin. Vohoyim Shemoyah Tishme'u. B'chol v'babchem, v'chol nafshechem, v'osafto you, v'osafto the genecho. That is where, says Ruch, that's where v'osafto the genecho departs. Meaning, v'osafto in mabloshen yochid. L'chein korolei ein oisem mitzoyne shalmokoyim, gishem mefana atzmoy ab matleis ipanos. In other words, the rabbim you can't expect, for the rabbim is not called ein oisem mitzoyne shalmokoyim. For a rabbim, for them who are not on that madrega, and you can't expect them to be in that madrega, Vasata the Ganecha would not be a problem. When we are saying, when Reb Shimon Yochai says Vasata the Ganecha is Ein Oisim, that's Vasata Loshin Yochid. In other words, there are Yechidim who have tremendous potential but never made it, never lived up to their potential. Vasata the Ganecha Loshin Yochid is talking the Ein Oisim Mitzvah Nishlomokim. The pasuk in the beginning of the parasha, V'hoyim Shemoyah Tishmu, that talks about following its consent. As a matter of fact, Vasata the Ganecha Loshin Rabim is considered Oisim Mitzvah Nishlomokim. Again, the same phrase, Vasata the Ganecha, if you switch it from Yochid to Rabim, it's talking about when you are doing. You're not going to call them Ein Oisim Mitzvah Nishlomokim. V'hoyim Shemoyah Tishmu, it's talking Loshin Rabim. For the Rabim is one Mahalach. But Vasata the Ganecha Loshin Yochid, for him, Daike for him, Dafke, is the Bechine of Ein Oisim Ratzon Shalmokim. That's the chilik between the Rabbim and the Yochid. Yechidim might have the ability to do much, much more, and Yechidim call Echad of Yimashu Wadam. And therefore, this is the Shita of Reb Shimon Yochai. But Lamaise, Chazal tell us, Like what did Harba also keep Shimon Yochai? What does that mean? So what does it mean now? So they also be Adam. So what does it mean? So every person is a Yochid though. Every person is a Yochid. So it means to say is because many people, you find many people like to jump to high madrigas even though they really don't have it. That we say loy also be Adam. But in fact, but there are occasionally, you have really yechidim who don't just live in a fantasy world, but them is the whole life is a life on a higher level. These kind of people have clearly what it takes, and at least they can make an attempt to be able to write to reach the utopia, which is the highest madrega, which is the level of Rav Shimon Yochai. I'd like you to focus on the sheet a little bit, Rabbi Sain, and let's take a look. We see some fascinating inyonim regarding Mamish these inyonim that we're talking about over here. The first item we have here is from Ruvelvo. It's actually in the Chidusha Griz in Parshas Chayesora. You take a look, Rabbi Sai, there's Gemara in Kiddushin we have over here. That pay base. The Gemara says, Rav Nahoi Rai Yoimer, very famous Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin. Rav Nahoi Rai says, Maniach ani kol umne shebi yoylom, ve'eini malamed b'ni ala teira. I leave all umne shebi yoylom, I'm not interested in any type of profession, and I teach my son only teira. And then it says, Rav Meir Yoimer, no. Rav Meir Yoimer, Rav Meir says, Le'oylom yilma dodam is b'noi umnes nikiyah b'kalof. Now looking at that, you say it's a machloikis. When the Hoyrai says what? I push aside any type of an umnis, I teach my son only Torah. And Rameir says, no, I teach my son an umnis. So in one problem, Rabbi Yisai, Reb Nehoyrai is Rameir. How can they say two different things if it's the same person? Nehoyrai, Loshin Aramish means light. Meir means to give light. Meir, translation of Meir, and Aramish is Nehoyrai. Nehoyrai. The kosher, the Be'er of the Yudbei Zamrin and Rameir who Rav Nehoyrai. So how can you have him speaking from two sides? Here he's saying that what? I push aside all types of professions to make a difference, any profession we know. And I teach my son only Torah. And then he says no. Then he goes, turns around and says, So Revelvel in the Sefer explains it as follows. Omar Abaye, we have the Gemara we just learned now in Reb Chaim Nefesh HaChaim. Harba also could be Yishmoel, but also be Adam. Those who attempted to follow Rabbi Shmuel's practice, and that is Hanik ben Minig der Cheres, combined Torah study with the Panosa, they were Matliach. Kib Shimon ben Yochai, will also be Adam. But those who tried to follow Rabbi Shimon Yochai's way, they were not Matliach. Vahabir, Ladas Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Lehuta Levatel Melimud Afila Shoachas, Vakro de Vesapta Doganecho Hainel de Acherit, like we saw before. On the other hand, let it be Shmuel, Nemar, Bahakro, according to Bishmuel. On the other hand, the Posik Vasapta Gerecho, that's a heter. That's Heter, Levatel, Melimud, Bishulasik, Panosa. Panosa is a heter. And Abayish, Omar, Harba, also Kirby Shmuel, will also be Yodom, Mashma, the Posik, Halochik, Bishmuel. That we pass like Bishmuel, that what? That a person should combine. A person should combine Torah study with the Parnosa. Bechem Posik HaRambam, Behilchus Talmud Torah, Perikalev, Elohi Beis, Krabi Shmuel. By the way, you know what Rambam says? She'oisik b'malach te'shol ha'shois. Rambam says, you have a 12-hour day, so he says, you work 3 hours, you learn 9 hours. You know what the Shach says in the Talmud Torah? The Shach says, today you only learn like 3-4 hours a day. He says, today, no, it's not 9 hours a day. Like Rambam said, today they learn like 3-4 hours a day. See, times have changed over in time to Shach. Going that. But 3-4 hours a day, he said, Balbatim learn. So points out the Shach and the Stamma Torah. Walk upon them. Shita Rabbi Shmuel is to combine Torah with learning. So the Briskrov asks the following kasha. Because my Rambam, by the way, this is a Rambam that Kemat, any Balamusa in a yeshiva who talks about his Torah for Limurah Torah, had to mention this Rambam once. The Rambam is at the end of Shemitah V'Yovel. By the way, uncharacterized, the Rambam, by the way, is not a Musa Sefer. Dior HaChazoka is a Sefer Halacha, which, you know, all the Shurim are said on every word in the Rambam. We know we are Medayik Halachas. We build Halachas, and the Rambam writes an extra word. And here, in Hilchah Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam all of a sudden discusses Musa, and he writes the following words. V'loi Shevet Levi Bildad. We know Shevet Levi did not receive a Chelik in the Nachlo, and they are supported by Klal Yisrael, Meiser, and so on. So the Rambam says, "V'loy shevet Levi b'lvad." You don't have to be a Levi by birth. Ela kol ish ve'ish. Listen to what the Rambam says. This is a mamish dvorim kedushin. Ela kol ish ve'ish mekol boy oilam. Any person, no matter where he comes from, asher not v'ruchay yosoy. who has, he says, who has the spirit, the hevinoi madoi, and he has the seichel hibodel, to separate himself, he had the conviction, v'lamoi lipte Hashem lishorsoi, v'leyovdoi, l'dases Hashem, v'holach yoshor, uporak malzaboroi. And this person is such an amadrege, that he removed from himself, oilach hishboinis arabim. He removes and he dismisses all the general cheshbonis that people make after Bikshu B'nei Yodom. Hareza niskadish koydish kochim. Ramaz is a yid. Any yid becomes koydish kochim. You can become a levi. You can become mamish koydish kochim. How so? By dedicating yourself, by committing yourself, by removing all side cheshbonis. The hoya Hashem chelkoi v'nachlosoi. The Yizak, look what he says. What about your panosa? The Yizak loy akosh brochu be mezaketim boilam azeh dover hamaspik loy. In other words, Levi receives his matonet as prescribed by the Torah. But what about somebody who's not a Levi? So Rambam says, akosh brochu will give it to you a different way. Akosh brochu will give it to you a different way. The Yizak loy boilam azeh dover hamaspik. So Kaporim, so all of a sudden you see from the Rambam says, not only Shevet Levi. Somehow the Rambam seems to say that it's a gevaldige madrega, it's a gevaldige inyan to separate yourself from inyan olam hazeh. But don't we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel? But don't we paskin like Shmuel hanik ben minik der cheretz? So how does the psak aloch on the one hand we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel to combine Torah started with a panosa, and then the Rambam Shvitav Yovel pushing the idea, try to become a Levi on your own. Try to become on a Levi. Try to elevate yourself to the madrega of a Levi. Says the Briskerov, the Teretz HaGriz B'Shem Rabbeinu HaGro, to bring down B'Shem the Goyin. And the Goyin said, Shedivra HaRambam Elu, the Rambam Shmit of Yovel, that's the Midah of Rav Shimon Ben Yechoi V'Chaveirov. She'af Opi, on the one hand, Shenifshuk HaHilchasa, that even on the one hand, the Halach is Paskin. On the one hand, the Halach is Paskin, Rabbi Shmoyel, the Hanik Ben Minik Derech Eretz, that we should combine Torah with Derech Eretz, Mekomukim Gam HaMidah Shev Shimon Yechoi Midahi. It means it's not a chiev. The chiev, the general chiev, is to do like Reb Shmuel. But there is a makim to rise higher. That's Reb Shimon Yochai. Vim bo ish meboye oilam liisnag b'midazois yochoil v'yashem chelkoi v'yasim pikloi mizanoisof. Oh, so it comes out two things. There is what's basic halacha, and then what's called ifnim mishur sadin. Basic halacha is to do like Reb Shmuel. But if he says that Yilmed Adam Benoi Umnes Nekiyah V'Kala. Rabbi Shmuel, to the masses, when you paskin Halacha, you cannot paskin Lefnim Mishur Sadin. When you're paskining Halacha for a rabbin, you have to paskin basic Halacha, not Madregas. Halacha is Halacha. So Halacha, you say, Lo'olam Yilmed Adam, that a person should teach his son Umnes Nekiyah V'Kala. Rabbi Nehoirai says, but what do I do? The halacha take only is machayev this and this. Maniach ani kol umne shibayolam. After all, there is a madrega, Reb Shimon Yochai's madrega. That's for me, but that's not for me to preach to you. These are two issues. We have to be aware that there is a higher madrega up there, even though halacha is not machayev you. How be also Reb Shimon Yochai, but also be Adam. So halacha was not machayev you to do that. But there is a mokim for that, for yechidim. As Reb Chaim said also, between the Rabbim and the Yechidim. No, if you feel within yourself that you have that koyach, so therefore, Reb Nehoi writes that the midrash of Shimon Yochai v'chaverev shegam zu midihi, v'lefichach meniach hu, kolum neshebiyolam, v'einu malamed b'noi l'toyri, u'shneyem masimim zem zeh. Interesting zach. Heard a number of times Reb Sholem Shadron Zatzal. He used to come around over here many, many times. That he says that in Branovich, he says, it was the Talmud who came from Germany. Germany was a dangerous place because of the Enlightenment and so on and so forth. And once people got caught up in the German culture, it was everything in the strongest degree a steerer to growing up to be a Ben Torah. Following the style as it was in those in Germany. Because of this Talmud somehow made it to Branovich. And it was Matzliach and learning. And his father came from Germany to take him out. I've got, it's time for him now to come back to Germany. and to go into a profession. Bechalan was not so much worried about him going to a profession, but where is he going to be? He's going to be in that sviv, in that atmosphere, and it'll tear him down completely. So Bechalan was arguing with the father, trying to impress upon him how Matzliach, his son, is having such success in learning. Let him stay a little while longer. And the father, you know, throws out a lumdus and throws out this Rameir. What do you mean? The Gemara says Rameir, Rameir. Rameir says, Lo'elon yilmed as Adam as Benoi, umnis de kivakala. It's a mitzvah to teach an umnis. No, I want to be mekayim that mitzvah. You're preventing me from mekayim the mitzvah, Lo'elon yilmed as Benoi, umnis. I want to teach my son umnis. And Bechonan answered as follows. This is where Reb Sholem used to say it. So Bechonan says to the father, I agree. Umnis is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. And you know what? It's a gewaldige mitzvah. But you'll be moide. It's not a greater mitzvah than mitzvah smila. Mila is doiche Shabbos. Going to work, I mean, there was nesiyonis in America going to work, but umnis is not doiche Shabbos. You can't work on Shabbos. As great as a mitzvah that umnis is, but it's not doiche Shabbos. So umnis is not a great a mitzvah as mila. Mila is greater. Now, mila, which is one of the greatest mitzvahs, is doiche Shabbos. There is another halacha. Meisu echad machmas mila. If someone's brothers died prior to mila, you're potter for mila. Meisu echad machmas mila. So the Bachanan, meisu echad machmas umnis is potter from umnis. Spiritually, meisu echad machmas umnis. Look what happened. Look what happened to his colleagues. Look what happened to his friends. Look what happened to the whole sviva. Umnis is a mitzvah, but meisu echad machmas umnis potters you from that kind of an umnis. It's not greater than mila. Meiso echov machmas mila is potter from mila. Meiso echov machmas umnis is potter from umnis. Bachon. Tremendous words. The next few moments are based a little very quickly to the Beis Halevi. This is a good follow-up now to, we learned the Brisker Rav, now we're going to the Beis Halevi. These are tremendous words and gives us a lot of chizik, by the way, in our lives. Tremendous chizik, this next Beis Halevi, which is in Paris of Yisrael. On the posting by Kabbalah Zatayr, it says, Ushmartim is Barisi. It says, "Ushmartim es brisi." Hine bikame mekoymes matzino denemar etzel hatoyra loshin shmire. We find many times the Torah says the loshin shmire. Kan nemar, here it says, "Ushmartim es brisi," that you will keep, you should keep my covenant. Shmartim means preserve it. Vechein kosev shmoyer lachos advarim oile. Bo hakosev loymer the divrei Torah tzrichen shimur. Ukemoy de matzino de chulan einam nifsolim. We know that chulun does not become posel. Rakim yedua shenitmu. V'chol zman b'lo yedua b'hem shenitmu. If you have chulun lying around, if you do not know for sure that became tomei, harehem b'cheskis tahara, the ain't tzrichin shimur v'tahara. Chulun, there's no need to be shomer. There's no need to be shomer chulun. So you can assume that it's tohar. Mashe ein kein truma v'koidish. Truma v'koidish, we know Rabbi Yisai becomes posel b'hesach hadas. What does that mean? Truma the Kodesh needs Shmira. If a person was Masiyah Das, which means that what? That a person did not have his mind on it. You lost your awareness about it, where it is, and where it is, and how it's doing. Automatically, Truma the Kodesh Nifsolim Besachadas. And even though you Bechlal have no reason that it became Tomei. Mekomakim, the very fact, kim loy shomram, v'siach datoy mishmirosam, in other words, the hetzach hadas itself puzzles it. The fact that you had hetzach hadas, the fact that you did not have your mind on it, the lack of shmir itself puzzles it. Why? Because by trum it says, mishmeres trumoisai. It says mishmeres. There's a chiv of shmir. The nafkal mikrodach said mishmeres trumoisai. The linyan kedushas trumo, tzorech sheyeh mishumer. Davke. But from it's not enough that you don't know something happened. You need a positive idea that it's good. A lack of idea that something bad happened doesn't cash it. You need a positive idea that it's good. As opposed to whom? By Truma, you need a positive idea that it's good. Why? Because it says Ushmartim. Said the Beis Halevi. So this is Rabbi Nishloim. By Kabbalah Sator, it says, Ushmartim is Brisi. Which means that a person has to have his mind on the Bris of Torah. The Bris of Torah has to be preserved. No Hetzach Hadas. Does that mean that 24 hours a day I have to have my mind on Torah? Otherwise, Chaz v'Shalom, my Torah becomes posel. By Truma, we just said it becomes posel by Hetzach Hadas. Because it says, Ushmartim. But Torah also says, "Ushmartem es Barisi." How do you deal with that? We cannot be involved 24 hours a day with Torah. Comes the Beis Halev and he says, "V'chein b'Torah mukhracho odom l'shoyim l'mitaharim." Look what he says. The fact is, by Torah also, Torah has to be preserved with kedusha and tahara. Umiyad shiyasiach datoy mavoidosoy mishmirosoy. If a person cuts his mind off from shmiras haTorah, from avodas Hashem, nifsal. Va'afogav she'en yidei ba'atma shum kikol. Person say, I'm the same person I was a half an hour ago, 2 hours ago. I didn't do any avodas the last 2 hours. That's not enough. If you were masiach das from Torah, if you didn't have a positive machshavah, that itself is a kikol. Nifsal. He says again, Vav Bishani Day Basma Shum Kilko Koshla in Nizhar, Vishome Bidahara Kedusha Nifsal. So he says as follows. Listen what he says now. Ubeze Yibur Aposik. Samach Zevul Mitzay Secho, Vyisocha Boy Olecho. Zevul goes out to make a pranose. Yisocha sits in the base medrash. What is the relationship between these two? Zevul is going out in the world, Yisocha is learning. Says the base Alevi, a tremendous pshat. Behui says, how is it possible? How is it physically possible for a person he's forced to go out into the marketplace, into the world, again the Gemara we learned today again a few times. So the Beis Halevi asks the basic kasha. How are we able to reconcile the fact that Hanig ben Minig Dacheretz, and yet there's a Chiyev Ushmartim is Brisi? This is not just some words. The Torah says Ushmartim is Brisi. And look at the tremendous imposition when it comes to Truma. The Ushmartim has consequences that if you lack of Shmir, it puzzles the Truma. So how do we deal with it? Ushmartim is Brisi. How do we deal with Ushmartim in our Torah life when we go out into the world? We are Masir Das from Torah. Well, Reb Chaim says he hopes that what Hanig Bohemig Dacher Dafil, when you are learning, you should also focus on Torah. But what you many people do are not in that madrig either. So Bishas, when they are doing their pranosa, yes, no. I'm doing my pranosa, my mind is totally talking with my pranosa. So the Chaira Mesir Das, I'm Mesir Das from my Torah aspect, Chalik life, from my Torah life. How do we deal with the Shmarta? So the Beis Levi, tremendous Chiddush. And this is a tremendous Chizik. Rak the Isa b'Psochem. Listen to this. This is Alochen. This is Alochen Hilchos Brachos. The Gemara says B'Psochem Daf Kufalos. Bnei Chabura is an Arbi B'Psochem. Bnei Chabura show you Mesubim Lishtois. You have a Bnei Chabura that got together to drink wine. The Yotzu Likras Chosin. Then there was a Hefsik. Member of the group got up to be Makabel Ponam Echosin. Keshen Chayzrim to Unim Brachos. They have to make a new Brachos. You know why? Hefsik. Again, a Bnei Chabura was sitting. And then they left. They got up. They got up and went to be Mesameach HaChosen or to be Mekabel Ponim HaChosen. By the time they come back, this already hefsik. So the Gemara tells us they have to make a new bracha. Why? The Hayitziyach HaShiva Hesach Hadas. Says the Gemara. Tremendous Gemara. V'amer Devor Ma'amurim Shloh Hinichu Shom Mikzas Chaverim. That's Davkev, the entire group left. So the whole Chabura became bottled. That's when you have Hesach Hadas. But if a chelik of the group remained, only another chelik went. You know why? The kiven the miktsosam nisharu bimkoimam gam legabe hayoisei lamikra hetachadas. Why the Gemara's lashon? The lekive kamahodar, because he's connected to his original kviyas. Because being that the original kviyas is still alive, when they come back, they are merely reconnecting to the original kviyas. So the temporary hefsik does not count as a hefsik, because they are going back to the original kviyas, because the original kviyas never became bottle. Because the nichu mikzas chaverim. Says the Beis Halevi. Look what he says. The chein hu be'esek haTorah. If people learn in a Beis Medrash, people learn with a chabura. Im oiskim beknufya bekibutz. So even if a chelik leave the Beis Medrash, hare hinichu miktsas chaverim beis medrash, ubefratim o oisik, the one who's oisik in panosu, hu mahamachzikim yedei oisik in betoire, kama izvun v'yisochar, gam legabe hayoitzim loy mikro yitziyosim hesef achadas. So a Yid goes out to the world, but at night he comes back to the Beis Medrash. He comes back to the Beis Medrash. So continuously he's back to the Kivik Kamahoda. The Hefsik is adapted to continuously to keep coming back. So even the time that he's away, he's considered connected. It's not a Hesef Hadas. Because his life, Lamaisa, revolves around the Beis HaMedrash. So the temporary Hefzik, I don't care if it's 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, it's connected to the Beis HaMedrash. The Kviyas never became bottle. So Beis HaLevi, a beautiful pshat. Zevulun's going out in Parnosa. What happens to his Torah life? This is a Hefzik Hadas. So he says, no. Samach Zevulun Betzeisacho. Zevulun can be happy even though he's going out in the world. Why should he be happy? It's a Hefzik Hadas. V'yisocha bo'yalecho. Being that they're still in the Beis HaMedrash, others learning, and he belongs to that Beis HaMedrash, so even he's going out, but he's coming back to the original Kviyas. That's why Zevulun can be happy, because he's connected with the Yizokhar still sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. Says the Beis HaLevi, Vizeu Shomar HaKosev, Samach Zevulun Beis HaSachar. You know why Zevulun can be happy when he goes out? Achrei She Yizokhar Bo'alecho, Kim Duhu Nisha Bo'avedois Beis HaMedrash. That's the Yisoid of a Yid. We are knowing like Rabbi Shmuel. Howling the Ming the Cheres. Avada the great Madrega would be like Reb Chaim Volozh Nefesh HaChaim. That even while you're doing your panosa, focus on Torah. That's maybe for our Madregas also too much. Reb Chaim saw that as a possibility. Maybe even Yechidim to do that. But at least if we are connected to a Beis Medrash, we belong to a Beis Medrash. So then even when we got onto the world, we can be B'Simcha because Samach Zavon B'Tzeisecho, because Yisochar B'Yalecho, and our life basically is the life of Torah, the life of the Beis Medrash.